post-game at Hillheads with coach Stephen Foster. We've got a couple of pre-season games under our belts, plenty to learn from and to take into the practice sessions that we've got ahead of the new season starting. I mean, it's 3 weeks away, but I'm guessing you've probably got 3 weeks of things that you want to work on.
Yeah, I think so. And it's important to get these games out the way early on and just see what we've got. You know, there are some things we need to work on. We know that. I thought last night, boys went into a lead early on, you know, with first three or four shots, we were 3-0 up. So we were deadly. Then we took our foot off the gas a little bit last night, then got back into it. It was a little bit of a roller coaster, but I thought we controlled the game very well last night. Like, there wasn't a whole lot there. Yes, they got a pause, but, you know, that's going to happen when you've got these games because they sometimes get a little bit wide open. We're just toying with the lines a little bit as well, just to see what we've got and see how that's going to go. And then, obviously, coming into tonight, we were 3 goals down by the end of the first. It was the opposite of kind of last night. But I actually think that was really important for us. Obviously, we didn't go out to be 3 goals down, but the boys need to understand that we've got to show every night, like last year, we've got to show every night, every shift. We can't take shifts off because if you do, goals go against you. You know, we got some goals back. Obviously, we did really well in the second period here, four goals back, and just got to work from there. And I thought we competed very well after that. Thought the first period, we didn't really win our battles. We were making silly mistakes. We weren't in our defensive zone, getting on the inside of them. And we were letting them rule the roost a little bit. We were letting them intimidate us with a few hits and stuff like that, and we were stepping off. That changed in the second period. I thought everybody stepped up, we competed. We got the puck in behind them, worked them really hard, because that's what we wanted to do. We realised we were struggling to get in their zone, put it in behind them, let the lads go to work, get some men in there, and our game changed, and I thought it was for the better, and we did well from there.
Well, obviously these are pre-season games. This is where you're testing your system, seeing what works, what potentially not working quite as well. So lots of changes throughout both games, noticeably from the first to the second period today. Have you learned anything that you perhaps didn't think you would learn?
No, I think it's it kind of panned out a little bit how I thought it would. Because, yes, we've been training for quite a few weeks, but we've had low numbers come to train because, obviously, it's still holiday season. Some of them had illnesses and stuff like that. So we actually only trained together as a team properly just this week. So they need to get used to each other again. Even lines like Mikey Sykes and Ian, they haven't played together for several months now. So they're just finding their feet again, and that was what's important. Special teams still did okay. You know, we've got that to still continue working on. That's an ongoing project, and we want to be performing like we did last year. And I think certain players are stepping up now. I thought Darren Statusfield tonight had probably one of his best games in the Stars shirt. He got a big hit off Cam Ware, and then, I don't know, it's kind of sprung into life, was active, did very well defensively, and helped the boys up front as well in keeping it in the zone. Joe Dowdle's coming on in leaps and bounds as well, because obviously, you know, with no Sprags this year, some boys have to step up the plate. It is next man up. We don't have a pool of players coming through that we can just pick or ones from other places. We're sticking pretty much with what we had last year and bringing some of the books through, which is important for the longevity of the team. So, yeah, we just want to keep sticking to the plan, just keep getting better and better. We'll work on stuff these next few weeks and get ourselves ready for the season.
Yeah, the fixture people haven't been terribly kind to us. We've got a 3-week wait now before the beginning of the season, which I guess ideally you wouldn't necessarily want, but there are plenty of things to be working on in that time.
There are, yeah. You would always like some games in there. It's a long time to remember from now back to then. So, yeah, it's a shame we haven't got anything. Fixtures, I would have thought, obviously, we would have had ones earlier than then, because I can't understand why we haven't. We've got ice time. We're ready as a team. We've got our team ready. So I don't know how you have that many. But there'll end up being a backlog somewhere along in the season where we've actually got tons where it could have been spread out better. But, hey, I would hate to have to do that job, mind the fixtures. But, yeah, it could have been better. But, yeah, whatever it is. We just have to roll with it. There's nothing we do about it. Control the controllables and we go from there.
Well, possibly not speaking to you for another 3 weeks unless we can tempt you on the pod, but we'll see how things develop in training over the next few weeks, and obviously we'll be able to see how other teams are getting on, because the league actually gets underway next weekend, so we'll be able to have a look and see how other teams have developed their squads and potentially have some insider information before we get into the league.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think there's several teams that have improved this year. You know, obviously several teams that have thrown some money at it, and you know, whether it works for them or not, who knows. We've got what we've got, and we've gone with that for the last, what, 5 odd years, and it's proved successful for us. We've just got to keep that going, and all the boys just need to buy into it and get that togetherness that they had last year, continue that on, having a good bench, having a good changing room, and we'll be fine.